Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
I just dropped my little lady at daycare before coming down the beach, and she asked me an interesting question that Ben sent me on this whole little brain thing. I was just like, wow, okay, oh my God, why haven't I never framed it like that before? So I wanted to come in to share this with you because there are two lessons in this podcast. And the first is we make the meaning. And the second is it is really that simple. So what the fuck am I talking about? All right. So Mabel had jumped in the car and she'd said to me, Mummy, how come sometimes my hair stands up and I get shocks? And, you know, she was talking about going down a slide and sometimes she gets like an electric shock. You know that feeling? So I'm just going to turn around. So she was asking me what that was about. And you know what? Like, so not, what is it? A physicist? I didn't do physics at school. I don't even know if it's physics that talks about electricity and shit like that. But it just got me to thinking about that, about how our hair stands on end and when our hair stands on end and what's actually physiologically going on, what response that is, you know? So I had explained to Mabel about how friction causes a charge, which is electricity, and then we get shocked because we've, you know, created that friction and that charge. And so it just got me to thinking about how that concept is really quite simple. Mabel was like, how does that work? And I was like, well, I don't really know, but essentially if you rub two things together, you create friction, and then that friction is like an energetic electrical charge, so that when you touch other things you get shocked by it because you've got a charge, right? So that's like my very simple understanding of friction and electricity. Anyway, it got me to thinking about how that is so simple, right? Two things rub together, create friction, which is an electrical charge, which then can cause us to, our hair to stand on end, or for us to be shocked by other things, like literally little electric shocks, which is us grounding, I guess, our energy. So it's so interesting, because then I thought about how when I'm in, you know, when I'm feeling really present and I'm feeling like I'm in flow, how that is also just a charge. It's an electrical charge that causes my hair to stand on end, which is that feeling of goosebumps, you know? That charged feeling. And how that's just because we're made of energy. And sometimes we forget that it's that simple, right? So we're scrolling through our Facebook feed and we see something that causes us friction within ourselves. You know, so we rub up against something that we don't like, or it triggers us in some way, which creates a charge. And then it's just about moving through that charge, grounding ourselves. And how that charge can happen in a positive or a negative way. Because the goosebumps, me standing on stage feeling all the goosebumps, or talking about an idea with a friend and being covered in goosebumps and my hair standing on end in a good way, is like a positive, in inverted commas, a positive charge, where when we rub up against something and that friction is caused, it's seen as a negative charge. But the charge is still electrical. It's still just an electrical current. We just label it good, bad. Because I use that analogy a lot, right? Like about the battery and about how one end is positive and one end is negative. We need both in order for a battery to work. And positive doesn't mean good, and negative doesn't mean bad. It's just a charge. But then thinking about it, it's actually literally true. We are the battery. We are sometimes positively charged, which if I'm attaching meaning to it, good charge would be that charge where I'm really present and got the goosebumps. So that would be a good charge, a positive charge. And the negative charge would be when I'm scrolling through Facebook and I see something that triggers me, or somebody says something to me, and I get friction caused within me, which causes a negative charge. So really, it's just like we are like a battery. The difference between us and the battery is that we make the meaning, right? So we make the meaning of the positive and the negative. What's causing us the friction has happened because we've made it to mean something. We've scrolled through the feed, or somebody said something to us that's triggered the response in us. That's because we've made meaning of that. And same goes for the positive charge. We've made the meaning of that. So, I guess I wanted to share this because it just highlights that sometimes, like, maybe the stuff that goes on isn't about, you know, I get so stuck in the struggle sometimes. Oh, I'm just so struggling with this, I'm struggling with that. And really, all I am is energy, with a positive or a negative charge. And to have both of them working means that I'm working. You know, I've created the meaning that struggle is this heavy, dense energy that, you know, and that flow is this light, breezy, you know, feeling. I mean, like, heavy and dense as in matter feels heavy and dense, and light as in weightlessness. And yeah, I just find the concept so interesting because it is really that simple. We make it complex. What we make it mean makes it complex. You know? So just, I guess this is, you know, I just wanted to talk about this because, and I guess the takeaway is, what if we could remove our stories from it? What if we could remove what we make it to mean and we just experience the feeling without, you know, oh, look, I'm being negatively triggered right here, ground myself. I've got too much negative friction going on, ground. And for me, I guess, like, I've been much more hanging around that negative energy, in the not in a negative way, in the good bad way, but in, you know, I've just been more less likely to ground at that point, more likely to ground at the positive end. And I wonder if that's just the way things work, or if that's just the laws of physics that I don't even know if it's physics that I'm talking about here, but if it's the laws of physics that sometimes grounds me when I'm up and sometimes struggles to ground me when I'm down. And can I pull the meaning away and just allow the feeling? Anyway, now I'm making it really complex when it's actually quite simple. So, we make the meaning. What we feel isn't actually, you know, what we feel is in relation to what we've thought about something. So what if we could take the thinking self out and just be the feeling self? We'd probably get less stuck in our emotions and just allow them to flow freely from the positive to the negative without attaching ourselves or attaching meaning to it, you know? And maybe that's where we get blocked. You know, maybe those blocks are places where we've attached meaning. Well, I'm pretty sure they are. A block is where we've attached meaning to something and created a story around it. We've created meaning. Whether it's truth or not is subjective. It comes down to your truth. So what if in those areas where there's a block, we were just to remove the meaning and allow things to flow? Then we'd just be going from positive to negative in a healthy way, a healthy expression, without bumping up against blocks that we've created in our energy because we've made meaning of situations. And yeah, around we go. All right, that was very I don't even know if it was esoteric, more metaphysical. I don't know. I don't even have language for this stuff. Anyway, just something to think about today. Just being aware of those charges, even if you're just aware of what a negative charge feels like and when a negative charge is triggered in you, and then what does the positive charge feel like and look like to you? Because I feel like it's different for people. Different people experience these sensations differently. So having some awareness around that can then at least create some awareness around where we're attaching or making meaning where perhaps there isn't anything really there. All right, that's it from me today. Big, deep thing to think about. Yeah, that's it. Until next time, peace out.
Hey there, are you rad as fuck and have a couple of extra bucks in your pocket burning a hole that you would love to give to a fellow rad as fuck human being who's creating an incredible shit hot podcast called Carlosophies? Well, my friend, you are in luck. What will you get for the few bucks burning a hole in your pocket right now that you would generously throw towards me? Head to the website patreon.com/Carlosophies and you'll see there's a stack of rewards and extra behind the scenes stuff that nobody else gets. I would absolutely fucking love your support. So head to patreon.com/Carlosophies and thanks for listening.